Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing the world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you to become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. Mindfulness is the basic human ability to be fully present, aware of where we are and what we are doing. In today's episode, we have India's leading abundance coach, MV Priyank, who is here to help us practice mindfulness in everyday life, which is a pathway to a better lifestyle. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Dear manifestors, how are you doing? Thank you for tuning into this podcast on mindfulness. So today, we'll understand what is mindfulness and how to practice it. The power of mindfulness. So mindfulness is a basic human ability to be fully aware and present in present moment while whatever we are doing, whatever we are seeing, whatever we are watching, and not being overly reactive or overwhelmed by what is going around us. So I always love to give this example. If there was a chocolate distribution by your friend, best friend, but you had a conflict a couple of weeks back with that same friend. And the friend is distributing chocolate and passing besides you, giving chocolates to everyone. And by mistake, he missed you and a couple of others in between and passed away further. And seeing this, that chocolate was not given to you by your friend, your mind starts running around, creating judgments, creating thought process, responding, reacting, creating anger emotion. Oh, last time I had fight with this person or conflict with this person last week. That's why he's taking revenge with me. That's why he intentionally did not give chocolate to me. That's why maybe because he loves his other friends more. He does not love me. He loves me less or giving me less importance. That's why I did not receive the chocolate. So all these judgments and chaos keeps increasing and increasing. And the small problem, which was not giving the chocolate, it's amplified and made into 10x, and more bigger problem is created. It's like building a multi-story building, one on top of others, multi-floor construction over the ground floor. To understand, was this construction of multi-floor building or not? First, we need to understand what did actually happen at the first point. The person did not give chocolate. And the person might not give the chocolate, might by mistake forgot or missed out to give chocolate to you. But though the person was not intentional, by mistake he missed out, we create multi-story buildings, multi-story construction of stories around that situation and make it worse because of we feel stress, anxiety, anger, hate, frustration. But when you practice the art of mindfulness, being in the state of awareness, totally in the present moment, you let go of all the judgments, let go of all the stories, worry, stress, anxieties, and take the situation as it is. The person did not give chocolate. That's all. The person did not give chocolate. No other reasons or strings to attach, which creates more judgments or chaos. When you start seeing the things as it is, when you start seeing the people's response the way it is as it is, without attachment of any emotion, anger, hatred, frustration or judgment, or creating multiple stories around that, your life, believe me, it's going to be truly magical and peaceful. So the benefits of mindfulness practice is like when we meditate, it does not help to fixate on the benefits, but rather to do the practice, and yet there are many benefits no one would notice, or if there was no benefits, no one would practice it, right? So when we are mindful, we reduce a lot amount of stress, anxiety, and increase in peak performance because our mind space is free. Now it can devote towards performing. It helps in giving you great insights, thoughts, and awareness through observing your own mind. It helps in increasing attention on yourself as well as on others' well-being. It helps you to be totally in the present moment. So mindfulness meditation gives us time to live our lives in a natural ways, free from judgments. Unleash your true natural curiosity about workings of mind and approaching the experience of warmth, kindness, fulfillment, satisfaction, peace for ourselves as well as others. Now, there are different types of mindfulness practices which you can do. Let's discuss a couple of them. In order to initiate mindfulness practice, you don't need to be super anxiety how to practice and all those things complex and stuff. It all starts with small steps in the right directions rather than taking big massive steps in wrong direction. So one small step, first step you can do is when you are seated, when you are walking, when you are standing or moving around, this meditation is possible. You don't need to be doing specifically that particular activity. So it's also possible in lying down, but often leads to sleep. So whatever activity you are doing, that time you can practice mindfulness. So short pauses we insert into everyday life, that will also help in increasing mindfulness. Or merging meditation practice with other activities like yoga, sports, walking, while conversation, that will also help to cultivate the mindfulness practice. Now I shared few activities how to develop mindfulness while walking. So while walking, instead of thinking about what to do tomorrow, what to do next, or who are you going to meet, which series you are going to watch, while walking, just be aware of your next step. What's the next step? What's the next step? Who is the person moving around? What action you need to take in order to move forward in a smoother way? And having constant awareness towards your breath and letting go of all the judgments of our thoughts. How to do while sitting or moving around? It's same. While sitting, just instead of taking things for granted, be aware of the quality of seat, the heaviness of seat, your body touching to the seat, who is around you, besides you, what are the handles, what kind of air you are breathing. Instead of thinking about past or future, you can be in the present. While moving also, you can do these activities. Then taking short pauses during the day. How? You can set small alarms in your mobile to give a beep sound every couple of hours or 1 hour or every 15 minutes you want to practice so. And whenever you hear the beep sound or alarm sound, you let go of all the activities, bring the awareness totally towards your present moment breath. And have that awareness towards your present moment breath for 1-2 minutes. Letting go of all your thoughts, emotions, feelings and judgments. Because of this activity, your brain is being trained again and again to bring back itself to the present moment. Because of which, more awareness is increasing, more mindfulness is increasing. How is an iron piece converted into a magnet? The iron piece is constantly rubbed against the magnet and the poles of the iron piece cells are channelized towards a single same direction. Then that iron piece becomes a strong magnet. Similarly, when you practice mindfulness and the conscious pauses of awareness, of mindfulness, your mind and brain is being trained to be more mindful, be more aware, which will help you to be mindful for longer duration and all the other activities of whatever you are doing. So while doing yoga or sports, how to be mindful? While doing yoga or sports also, instead of thinking of other activities, just have the awareness on the next pose you are doing, next step you are taking, next hand movement you are doing, next finger movement you are doing, next leg movement you are doing, next hip movement you are doing, next body position change you are doing, next if in sports, the bat you are holding, the way you are holding or kicking the ball or playing with the ball, just be aware and focused on that one thing, letting off that all other stuff. This small activities helps in developing mindfulness. And the more you practice, the more you can be free from judgments, the more your mind will be peaceful, calm, stress-free, and your life will start filling up with joy, peace, and happiness. So I hope this podcast has helped you and inspired you to practice the art of mindfulness. Please start with small steps. Then it will create a big, gigantic ripple effect. Thank you for tuning in and wishing you all amazing mindfulness days ahead. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you understand mindfulness better and its importance. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. MV Priyank will be live in the upcoming masterclasses and summits. For more details, log on to www.sgsummits.com.